Okay, we'll call the Board of Supervisors meeting in order. Please rise for a moment of silent prayer. I'd like everyone to keep the family of Donna Seck Schneider in their thoughts. She was a county employee, 19-year employee who lost her life this past weekend. So, and then we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to ask the clerk to call the roll.
Bassin.
Here.
Weigelt.
Yeah.
Bratton.
Here.
Benvenuto.
Here.
Stats.
Here.
Keaveney.
Here.
Nair. Lull.
Here.
Bryden.
Happy Wednesday.
Eldridge. Fury.
Here.
Chipkowski. Ligonia. Sterling.
Here.
Mia.
Here.
Chimides.
Here.
Musman.
Yes, here.
Scalera.
Here.
Guzzi.
Here.
Teal.
Here.
Morel.
Here.
Knott.
Here.
Skoda.
Here.
Twenty-eight, 85 present, 650 absent. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to open the public hearing for the 2018 Community Block Grant Economic Development Program. Are there any comments by supervisors? Supervisor Chimides?
I just want to thank CEDC and for getting this project together. It's really exciting to see the prospect of more jobs in the county. I did have some constituents reach out to me with some concerns that I just sort of wanted to pass along. I know these don't necessarily have to be solved right now, but I want to get them on the record. There was some concern around having a remediation plan for the lagoon, and hope that gets worked out in the secret process or wherever that happens. And then also, just we haven't really seen that much of a market study to ensure this is there's going to be long-term sustainability for the project. And again, I just want to make sure that gets looked at some point in the process. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Any other comments from supervisors? Any other comments from supervisors? Any other comments from supervisors? Comments from the public? Comments from the public? Mr. Canada?
Hi, Keith Tanega. I've had a conversation with Michael Tucker, but I want to reinforce that I think it's really important that we have a comprehensive feasibility study before a final decision is made. Now, I understand this tonight is really a pre-application process, but at some point in the process, there needs to be a comprehensive evaluation of the project.
Mr. Tucker.
I'm Mike Tucker from Columbia Economic Development. We've been working on this project for several years, going back to Ken Flood's tenure. It's a great project. I have two representatives of Hudson Valley Creamery here tonight with us, Jean-Claude Bruno and Bill Sullivan. And this is an application, as most of you are aware, to the Office of Community Renewal for $375,000. The Office of Community Renewal will take a pre-application. If the project is deemed eligible, they'll allow a full application. They will then do an evaluation of the project's viability. And then if they award the money, the county will sign a contract. So there's several points in time to be able to review the various components of the project. Most importantly, if these funds are not deemed to be awarded to this project in this county, they'll go to some other county. And so we're going to work very hard with the applicant to be sure that they're successful and to answer any questions that the supervisors or the public may have. With respect to the environmental issues that may exist under the Home Rule, it would be under the jurisdiction of the Town of Livingston Planning Board as well as the Department of Environmental Conservation. Both of those agencies and any other agency that may be involved would have to have taken the necessary steps to approve the process before Community Renewal would issue the grant. So I think that this is a great process. Ken Flood used it many times in the past. and we're hopeful to be able to get these funds. You had approved this previously, but due to the acquisition of the parent company in France, we had to return the initial grant and reapply, but the state is fully supportive of the reapplication.
Any other comments from the public? Any other comments from the public? Okay, with that, I'm going to close the public hearing. I need a motion to pay the bills, accept the treasurer's report, and file the minutes within the clerk's office.
So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We have a proclamation. I'd like Holly Tanner, our county clerk, to come up and read the proclamation.
Do you still have the one for Jane? No. Good evening, everyone. Before I read the proclamation, and thank you, Mr. Chairman and Kelly, for this, I did just want to say that, you know, Columbia County did lose a great employee this weekend. I returned home on Saturday morning or early afternoon from a mini vacation with my family, and I got a phone call that no one ever wants to get, and initially I wasn't sure who it was about, and then I was told it was one of my employees, and you know, Donna Segschneider, who was a 19-year employee with Columbia County for the Department of Motor Vehicles. I've worked with Donna for 16 years, was killed instantly in the head-on collision, and you know, I made a statement on Facebook after hearing from her family and said, you know, it's the irony, and I was a little thankful that perhaps out of one thing is that, you know, it wasn't a New York resident, so hopefully she didn't issue this woman her license. But, you know, it's a very serious thing. We hear a lot these days about rights. Driving is not a right, it's a privilege, and it's a very serious one at that. And, you know, your life can change in an instant. So one of the other things I was supposed to do here tonight was recognize a retiring employee in Jane Kendall, who's been with the county almost 25 years. She's retiring at the end of this month. But as you can imagine, there's a bit of a pall in DMV this week. Monday morning was very difficult. I did have the staff come in early. Michael from Human Resources, I had her come in to talk with staff as well. And offer grief counseling if necessary. We cried it out early. We opened on time at 9 o'clock, and for the most part, the customers are just coming in and saying how much they're going to miss Donna and what a great representative she was for this county. DMV can be an extremely difficult job, as was evidenced by today when I had to have a man escorted out of the building after he used the word bomb and shooting. So, you know, it takes a special kind of person to be a DMV employee. And, you know, as they asked, was Donna the best employees? And my response to that is, you know, most of the time she was one of the best employees, but she was the best kind of person. She was warm, she was friendly, she was always smiling, she was empathetic. And you do need all of those qualities to work in DMV, because we don't make the rules, we follow them. So I just want to put that out there again. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for recognizing her. You know, oftentimes our workers are, you know, they're doing the job, they're slogging every day, and we don't appreciate them, and then we learn in an instant your life can change. So with that, Donna was also a big supporter of this process. April is National Donate Life Month, and Donna loved doing this every April. She also loved Halloween. It was around her birthday. She had some great costumes, but she really enjoyed, you know, making sure that people understood how important it was to be an organ donor. And so I'm doing this in your memory, Donna, but Matt Morrell has declared April National Donate Life Month, whereas Columbia County residents demonstrate their commitment to one another in the most difficult of circumstances through organ, tissue, stem cell, and blood donation. So I'm not going to be able to read this, but just know that Matt has done this. Thank you, Matt, for declaring April Donate Life Month. If you haven't become an organ donor, please come up to DMV anytime. If you come during April, we ring a bell when you do it, and an angel gets its wings, and Donna's one of those. So thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. request the clerk read the resolutions.
Resolution 123 of 2018 by Supervisor Knott, 124 by Grattan, 125 by Sterling, 126 by Weigelt, 127 by Scalera, 128 by Benvenuto, 129 by Weigelt, 130 by Grattan, 131 by Knott, 132 by Mia, 133 by Supervisor Sterling.
Supervisor Sterling.
Mr. Chairman, I offer these resolutions for adoption.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, please note on Resolution 128, I vote no.
Okay.
Thank you.
Resolution 134 of 2018 by Supervisor Mia, 135 by Scalera, 136 by Benvenuto, 137 by Weigelt, 138 by Grattan, 139 by Knott, 140 by Mia, 141 by Sterling, 142 by Mia, 143 by Supervisor Scalera.
Supervisor Scalera.
Mr. Chairman, I offer these resolutions for adoption.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Resolution 144 by Supervisor Benvenuto, 145 by Weigelt, 146 by Grattan, 147 has been pulled, 148 by Supervisor Knott, 149 by Mia.
Mr. Chairman, I would like a roll call vote, 149.
Okay.
Second that.
Okay, well, let's get through them and then we'll pull 149 out.
Okay, so 149 was by Mia, 150 by Sterling, 151 by Weigelt, 152 by Scalera, and 153 by Supervisor Benvenuto.
Supervisor Benvenuto, this will be all the resolutions just read off except for 149.
Mr. Chairman, I present these resolutions for adoption.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, we have a motion and a second for a roll call vote.
So this is a roll call vote on Resolution 149.
Mr. Chairman, maybe before we vote, I would explain why I want a roll call vote.
Sure.
Okay. So I do want to just thank all the people who donate their time to be on the planning board. I really do appreciate the service. When this came up in the county government meeting, it came up last minute, and I was told that we have a quorum issue in the planning board, so it was important that we appoint someone again. So I voted yes, but then when I did some more research, I found out that this nominee has been absent or late a third of the time over the last year, and it gives me pause, and I don't feel really confident about this position. So that's, I guess that's why, that's my concern.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, could we table this and have the county government committee review this again to see if, in fact, if this individual has been absent or late, if they want to endorse this appointment or not? Because I don't know enough based on what I've just heard to vote for or against. I would have to abstain.
What district are you talking about? Mr. Chairman.
Large member. Supervisor Benvenuto.
I know this individual. They previously represented Region 3. Among all my duties as supervisor, I don't necessarily check the attendance records of people on the Columbia County Planning Board, but I did look this up, and this was presented from the director of planning and also from the chairman of the county planning board that this individual be appointed to serve out until the end of this year, an unexpired term. There's also another, I think there's another opening on the board that's not currently filled.
Report, stock report.
So I wholeheartedly agree that attendance is important. I know that on at least two occasions, this individual notified that they couldn't make it. This individual is a contractor and, you know, sometimes has issues, but all I know is he was recommended by the board itself, by the chairman, only supposed to serve till the end of this year. And I agree, if the attendance is not kept up, then they should not be appointed any further, nor should anybody else who sits on the board. We have a, in our town code, you have to attend a certain number of meetings if you're on planning or zoning. I don't know if that applies for the county, but that's the situation in this case.
Mr. Chairman, I would support Supervisor Bassan and to second and table this because I don't think we know enough about it individually to make a decision.
Well, we have a motion and a second for the motion with a roll call vote. And rather than pull that motion, we can vote on that motion. My suggestion is if you want it to table or you want more information, vote no on approving the resolution, and then that's the way we'll proceed.
They don't have a quorum? Is that what's... So for this particular month, they're not going to have a quorum. They won't be able to have a meeting.
I don't know that for sure, Jim. I know that it's razor thin if somebody doesn't show. Or,
yeah, that's an issue too because there's projects that this could hold up. You know? This resolution goes to the end of this year, correct? Right,
just the end, filling an unexpired term, okay. I believe.
All right. I just wouldn't want to hold up, you know what I'm saying, if there is projects because that could cycle, really push things off.
Yeah, as you guys know, when a town or a village or even a city refers things to the county planning board, there's a 30-day window for the county planning board to take action. If they don't have a quorum, can't make a meeting, a member has to recuse themselves for other reasons, then they just don't comment on that application and the local board gets to approve it. County planning board's looking for countywide impacts on a particular project. And a lot of times they give suggestions to the local planning boards, be it other agencies to contact, other items to consider. So they do serve an important function.
I served on that. I chaired that the county planning board for quite a few years, and we usually did discuss members and times. I don't know this gentleman. I'm in contention, and I totally agree with you as far as if they're not showing up. I just didn't, if this is just to the end of this year, I don't know if I really want to hold up and you know, potentially hold up a project or something or push it off, you know, because it has a boomerang effect and all.
And I did talk to Patrice following our county government meeting, and she seemed very supportive of getting this person reinstated. So
they have a lot on the agenda, do you know?
I think you can talk to Robert. Didn't your project get held up because of the county planning board not having a quorum?
February because of the lack of a quorum, and then we resubmitted it last time.
Okay.
We were patient and waited the extra month.
Knew that was one of the projects.
There's five on the agenda. I have to have it here for this month alone for April.
Okay.
Town of Kinderhook, Town of Canaan, Town of Chatham, Town of Greenport, Town of Gallatin. So I tend to agree with Supervisor Guzzi that considering the short duration of the term, that it's probably better to have someone potentially show up and have
and then reevaluate
no
it.
We can reevaluate it when we do a permanent appointment next year.
Yeah.
So we'll proceed with the roll call vote.
Just to clarify,
Rob, what you're saying is if we feel we should table this, we should vote no.
Because that would be important. Because then it'll carry and then you'll have an opportunity to refer back to the committee.
Good.
I believe there are two vacancies, one another at-large person and then Greenport-Stockport.
Greenport-Stockport, which we're working on.
So if anybody's...
Our representative from Stockport passed away.
So they don't kill on them.
So you had an at-large member, they had an at-large member.
So do we have a motion and a second to go ahead with the roll call?
Yes, we do.
That would help. Are we ready now?
Yep.
Bassan.
I'm going to abstain based on not knowing enough about the attendance record of this individual.
Weigel?
I'm going to abstain.
Bratton?
Yes.
Benvenuto?
Yes.
Stats?
Reluctantly, I'm going to vote for this because I'd like to have at least a chance of somebody showing up and not have a quorum, so I'll vote yes.
Keeney?
I'm going to vote no, which should be voted for, not abstaining. Because I don't know enough about the situation at this point.
There is awesome. Well,
yes.
Riley.
Yes, for the five meetings this year, I think it's worth trying to get somebody there.
Eldridge. Beery.
No, I don't have enough information.
Chipkowski. Ligonia. Sterling.
No.
Mia.
I said yes. Market is a very short time, so we can review later, you know, that's only for 6 months, so that's why.
Jeez.
No.
Musna.
I
I vote no based on the attendance record. Scalera.
Yeah, I'm going to vote yes. There's nothing worse than a lack of quorum and holding up any project. So for the remaining few months, absolutely yes.
Cousy.
Yes, and I don't support non-attendance, but I don't want to hold up the not have a quorum either.
Teal.
Abstain.
Morrell.
Yes.
Knapp.
Yes.
Skoda.
Yes.
Okay, so 1896A, 433 nay, 650 absent, and 556 abstain. We need 1768 for adoption, so we have 1896 is adopted.
The resolution passes.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, could I request that the planning board report each month on the attendance of this individual?
I think that they can report to the county government committee.
It's 30 minutes anyway.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're talking now. Okay, so so do we need to, are we good on that resolution?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so resolution 154, 2018 by Weigel, 155 by Grattan, 156 by Mia, 157 by Sterling, 158 by Benvenuto, 159 by Na, and 160 by Supervisor Na.
Supervisor Na,
just a clarification on 160, it's written incorrectly. This is the first application by GTEL for a community block grant, and the public hearing will be next month for that. So it's an initial application, not a reapplication. Thank you.
And Mr. Chairman, with that correction, I offer these resolutions for adoption.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Okay. Do any supervisors have any business to bring before the board? Okay. With that, I'd just like to compliment the Columbia County Sheriff's Department, Sheriff Bertram, or not Bertram, Bartlett, Sheriff Bartlett, and Officer Brain for a wonderful project, the CRACE project training. I thought it was very, very good, and it's something that we're doing for all of our county buildings and our employees. I think it's a valuable training, so I just wanted to compliment the Sheriff's Department. So I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn, but with that, I'm going to end the meeting with a moment of silence for ex-supervisor Sam Dawson, who passed away. He used to represent the town of Hillsdale. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. A moment of silence. Thank you.
I think she will call for one second.